Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Ches Omer Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we are on the very top line, beginning with the Ramah at the very end of the line. Yesterday's share in Simen Reish Nun Beis, we began talking in the Mechaber telling us that if you go and arrange the price with a non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to take the item from you as long as he takes it before Shabbos starts and it's leaving your property before Shabbos starts. And then even if he's working with it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Again, you're not allowed to tell him to do any work for you on Shabbos, and he has to do it in his own house. So today the Ramah starts off and he says, Hagah, v'im lo katzas, if you didn't arrange the price beforehand, then also be Erev Shabbos. Then you can't go and have the non-Jewish person take it from you on Erev Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Ches explains, we're talking here, Hainu shelo hisna im ha-Yisrael odos sechoro. You have not arranged, the Jewish person and the non-Jewish person have not arranged the fee that he'll get. And therefore, Vaina Yehudi mitzapel tashlum schar, he's only expecting to get a reward, he's only expecting to get paid, and therefore he doesn't know for certain that he will. Therefore, it's also in this situation, because then it's not considered a daita de nafshei kovit. He may be doing it for your benefit, but he doesn't yet know that he's getting a benefit. The law amrina na daita de nafshei kovit, and therefore we don't say that in this situation, kiven shayisrael lo hivticho behedja, since the Jewish person hasn't definitively told him that he's going to be paid for it. Sometimes neighbors do things for each other. A person will do a favor for somebody else, but if they're doing a favor for you, then he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for your benefit, and therefore that would not be allowed. Sivkot in your test, the Mishneh Berurah explains, the kishenosim will be Erev Shabbos. When you're giving it over to the non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, merzeh, it looks ki'ilu nosno lo al minas shiaseh b'Shabbos. It looks like that you're giving it to him to do the work specifically on Shabbos. So that's when you don't arrange the price, and therefore he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for you. However, but when you arrange the price, now that didn't have shake of it. Now he's working for himself. He says, I'm going to get $100 for doing this job. I'm doing this for me. And therefore, lo merse, it doesn't appear as if you're telling him to do it for you on Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah says, v'kasua poskim, the bottom line is, g'sheyeshos l'garmen b'vyod yom, if there is actually enough time, you gave it to him not right 5 minutes before the shkia, you gave it to him 3-4 hours before the shkia, and there would have been time to actually finish the job before the shkia, then mutter afilu b'erev Shabbos v'afilu lo katzas, then you're allowed to give it to the non-Jewish person, even if you don't have a prearranged price, and you can do this on Erev Shabbos, l'kulei yam, according to everybody, because he could finish it before then, it's not a problem of working for you on Shabbos. Dear Shafut number 11 brings down, and even if the non-Jewish person specifically states, I'm going to do this on Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not a problem. It's possible that this is permissible, because the Nochri can do it on Erev Shabbos. He's telling you, I'm going to do it on Shabbos. That's his decision. He's doing that adaite denafshei. Back to the Mishneh Berurah. Umasha diyeka Ramah b'Erev Shabbos. Why did the Ramah specifically say over here, Erev Shabbos, derivi v'chamishi, if you gave it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, shehu muflog Shabbos, it's far away from Shabbos, then it would be permissible, mutter, litin lo, you could give it to the non-Jewish person, she'en yochol l'gom rekodim Shabbos, even if he's not able to finish it before Shabbos. Because in this situation, kivin shlo omar lo, she'yase b'Shabbos, it's acceptable. You didn't specifically instruct him to do it on Shabbos, so therefore it is acceptable. Back to the Ramah. The Ramah now says, "Va'ayin le'el simin reish b'mzayim." We already learned a few days ago in simin reish b'mzayim, the yesh cholkim. There are different opinions. There are those that disagree. Im oselo b'chinam, da'ayinu b'tov asana, who say that if the guy is not being paid for his work and he's doing it just as a tovas hana, he's repaying the kindness that you'd once done to him by doing this now for free. So we brought down in the Ramah, in Siv Dalit, in Simen Reish Mem Zayin, the Yesh Cholkim Usri Lehu Dekol She'osa Bechinam is Asur, the Tov Lahachmir. The Ramah said we should paskin like that over there. The Mishneh Berurah over here in Sivkot and Chof explains, Usfirulahu didino kilokotzas. In this situation, is as if you didn't have a price arranged. And therefore, he's not doing it for his own benefit, but the non-Jewish person is vadaite di Yisrael kovit v'asuber of Shabbos. He's doing it really to benefit you, and therefore, it is also to give it to him on Erev Shabbos to do this. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, V'ayinu b'darki Moshe, demaskim layesh chokim. The darki Moshe, the Ramah himself in the Tor, brings down that we should, in fact, hold like this yesh chokim and not allow it. Over there, the Mishneh Berurah said that it is preferable to be following this opinion of being stricter, and in this situation, it would be better to give him a small amount of money rather than relying totally on Tovas Hanoah. Mishneh Berurah here in Sivkot and Chafalov says, b'chinam, for nothing, he's doing it totally for free. Im lo she'eni Yehudi ba'atzmo maschil lema Yisrael lo mar she'aslo b'chinam. But that's when you ask the non-Jewish person to do it. But if the non-Jewish person volunteers to do it for you, at no cost, azvadai daito ala tova shekibu mimenu mikvar. Then in this situation, clearly the non-Jewish person wants to curry favor with you. He wants to thank you for a previous favor that Mustama you did for him. And in this situation, Vedino Kekotzas, and it has the halachic status over here as if you prearranged the price, because the guy is doing it a day to the nafshay in this situation. And this was also brought down earlier, Le'el B'simin Reish Mem Zayin Siv Dalit in the Ramah over there, Bahagah. Now go back to Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Vim ro'o osim alachto b'Shabbos." If you see the non-Jewish person doing the work for you on Shabbos, so im ha'ya osim b'tov asana, if he was doing it totally as a favor to you, then tzorech lomalo, then you must tell him shlo yaseh bo b'Shabbos. Please don't do this work for me on Shabbos. The Ramah adds, "Hagah v'afilu min asonalo kama yomim l'fni Shabbos." This is true, even if you gave it to him many days before Shabbos. If you see him now working and doing it for you on Shabbos, you should tell him to stop. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Beis says, "Av shamachaber heikel l'mala." Even though earlier the mechaber was more meikel, "Litin lo at b'tov asanah bibo yom," that you're allowed to give it to him erev Shabbos if it's for tov asanah, not like the Yesh Cholkim. And you don't have to be concerned that he's going to do it on Shabbos. And if in fact you know he's going to do it on Shabbos, you don't have to be concerned. You didn't tell him to do this. He's doing this for his own will. As we've already explained. But if you go to his house and you see him doing it, then of it, then it looks like he's doing it specifically for you. Since he's not getting paid for this, if you're there and you see it, it's as if he's doing it specifically for you, and you have to tell him to stop. However, if, however, you arrange the price that you're going to give him, but you didn't set up the exact amount, you said, "I'm going to pay you," but you didn't set up the exact amount that you're going to pay him, then ein tzarich limchos biyado. Then you do not have to go and tell him to stop. Because he's doing it for himself. He knows he's going to get paid. He may not know how much, but he knows he's going to get a payment from you, so therefore he's doing it for his own purposes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Gimel writes, even if you gave it to him a couple of days beforehand, wrote Salomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah as follows, "The bezal hanesin olein Yehudi," when you gave it to the non-Jewish person, even though situation it was perfectly mutter to do it at that time, v'chanal, afilu hachi, nevertheless, tzarech limchos kishoreo, but if you now are there on Shabbos and you see him doing the work for you, you should tell him to stop. Furthermore, v'da, you should know, if this non-Jewish person works for him on an hourly basis or a daily basis during the weekdays, and now and he wants to continue doing work in his house now on Shabbos, if you know about this, you have to tell him to stop. Even though he's not doing it in front of you, but if you know he's doing it here, you have to tell him to stop. Furthermore, because of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, "The mitzav aleinu Yehudi lasos min olam." If you tell a non-Jewish person to go make you a pair of shoes, v'ra'osu b'Shabbos, and you see him doing it on Shabbos, afilu lo kotzas, if you didn't make a set amount for those shoes, ein tzorach limchos b'yado. Here you do not have to protest and tell him to stop. Why? Because those shoes aren't yet made, and they're not called your uncle's shoes. They're not called your shoes yet. The e boy in Yehudi mochum liacher. If the non-Jewish person wishes to, he could sell those to somebody else. The lozeh yasim in olim achirim. And for you, he'll go make another pair on Sunday or any other time. Therefore, the imkain, if this is true, lav bididei ka'asik. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "V'mhoisa melacha meforsemes v'yadua shisha Yisrael." If this type of melacha is publicized and it's known that it's for a Jewish person, but also so b'malka meforsem, he's doing it in a public place, then the Mechaber says, "Tov lahachmir v'lasor." Then you shouldn't do this. It's better to be machmir in this situation and not let the guy do this for you. And he, in fact, prohibits the guy from doing this for you. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifchot and Chav Dalet. "V'mhoisa v'chulei." The oros liabdom, the kelim lakobes. The situation we said before, it's not a problem when you gave him hides to tan or utensils to go or shirts to go and clean, laundry to clean. Stomum ein yadua shusha Yisrael. Nobody knows that that shirt or that hide belongs to a Jewish person. So if they see the non-Jewish person tanning it or in the laundromat, they're not going to say he's doing it for a Jew. And therefore, Valkain, Afilu Mu Ma'abed Bechobes Bemokum Goli. And therefore, even if he's tanning or he's cleaning it in a public place, it's not a problem. In Limchos Biodo Kishikotzas. Then you don't have to protest this in any way because you did have a set fee for this, and therefore all the rules that we've explained so far are perfectly permissible to give it to a non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos. However, if this is clearly being done for a Jewish person, an example my Rebbeim used to give was you have a truck with the name of your company on it, the Glatt and Sons, let's say, and that truck is being in the garage and they're clearly working on it. It says the Jewish person's name on it and it's clear that it's being worked on for the Jewish person. So Vigamu also, so B'mokum Golo L'Kol, he's not doing it inside in a closed place. It's doing it out in the front yard of the garage, and everybody can see that they're working on your truck. Then Sarich Limchos B'Yodo Shelo Lasos B'Shabbos. Then you have to tell him, please do not do this on Shabbos. That doesn't look good. The Haroa and Yodash cuts us, because the people walking by and seeing this aren't going to know that you paid him a flat sum or that there's a negotiated price for this, and he's doing it for his own benefit, so he's making money for himself. But also lemichshadei b'schir yom, and people are going to think that you hired him for the day to go fix your car or whatever it may be. The chanal b'simin reish mandalas sif aleph, as we've already learned previously. It says furthermore, look over there. Ayin shom b'siv dalad the das shulchan aruch sham the medina asu b'zeh, that it's actually asu. Ayin shom b'bir halacha the ramaskul dina. All these halachas have been discussed previously. They're alluded to over here in Dishufut number 13, that there's a stira in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Shekan Kosov Shetov L'Hachmir. Here he says it's preferable not to do this, Tov L'Hachmir. And there, in Reish Mem Dalet, it says also Lasos Kein Me'ikor Adin. You really shouldn't do this. Although over here it does say V'lesor, Tov L'Hachmir V'lesor over here as well. In any event, the Achronim right over there, Sha'ika Ladina Kamosha Pasak Shulchan Aruch Shom, that the real din is like the Shulchan Aruch over there, says that it is Osir. Also, Lasos came Ikra Din. The real Ikra Din is you shouldn't do something like this. Dishufut number 12 says, how do you define something being public? Ubegedim melocha miforsemes. So the Nishmas Adam writes, Shehi melocha shiyodim olea shlosha b'nei Adam. If three people know about it, that's called public. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chafei. Lufi zeh, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hachalukim shenikorim shem shel Yisrael. If you have some sort of a garment that's recognizable that it's a Jewish garment, va'ena Yehudi mechabson al gabi hanor, and the non-Jewish person is cleaning it by the river, shumakum goli mefursim. This is visible to everybody. Tzorech limchos biyadu kishoreh b'shabbos. He brings this down from the name of Magen Avram, that you have to tell him, stop doing this if you see him doing this on Shabbos. However, the Tosefes Shabbos, Avol b'Tosefes Shabbos, Kosav d'lo shayach b'zeh chashad. Here he says, there isn't a chashash over here that they're going to think that a particular Jew has ordered them to do it, because the lo no das shomiyu. It may be a talis katan, for example, that they're washing, but they don't know whose talis katan it is, so therefore it's not a particular problem for one Jew, therefore it's allowed to be done. And therefore, v'chayyadam hekel b'zeh od, the chayyadam himself is even more mekel, mitamacher, for a different reason. The kivin sheyadua shemina kol b'nei ha'ir liten kelim l'chobes b'kablonus, because everybody gives it to the tailor over here, or to the laundromat, and they do it for a set fee. It's $1.50 a shirt. It's $10 to go and repair the hem. Whatever it may be, alkein, afilu im ho'eno yehudi mechabsam b'mokim mefursim, even if he's going to clean it in a public area like the river, mutter, it's permissible. Because here, nobody thinks that you're paying them by the day. You're paying them by the job. And at the job, he can do it whenever he wants. As we've already learned. So this is true not only for the laundromat, but this is true for any type of a utensil, any type of a job, where the normal way to do it is to pay a flat fee for the job, a kablonus situation. And therefore, the ain isser b'zeh, there is no isser over here, unless elikishosu b'veis Yisrael, unless you're doing it in a Jewish person's house. The shom lo mahani shom heta, because as we've explained previously, that's never allowed. In the Jewish person's house, it's never allowed, even in a kotzatz situation, even in a kablonus situation. The Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha di Ramasku tov l'hachmer v'le'esar points out another thing from the Magen Avraham. He says, "Shem Oseh b'Shabbes Tzorich Limchos B'Yado Afilu Kotzas." If he's doing it on Shabbos and you did have the set amount, but you see it, you shouldn't allow him to do this. However, L'Chatchila Rashay L'Teinlo, you are allowed to give it to him. V'Lo Chayshinon Shiyaseh B'Shabbes, and you don't have to be concerned that he's going to specifically do it on Shabbos. However, he brings down from the Prima Gaudim, the Imhu Yodeya Vadai Shiyase B'Shabbos V'Mokum Mefursim. If you know for certain he's going to do it on Shabbos in a public place, then also Litnolo, then you shouldn't give it to him. Unless it's a Sofik, Shema Lo Yase B'Shabbos. He may not do it on Shabbos or not, then you'd be allowed to as well. Sif Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Kol Shekotzatz, whenever you set up a set fee, the Afa Pishiyase, and you do Melach B'Shabbos, even though he's going to do it on Shabbos, it is permissible. Mutu Yisrael, Lilbo Shakli B'Shabbos Atzma. And if you get it back from him, you're allowed to even wear it on that Shabbos. The Kol Shekotzatz, because whenever you did establish the fee before Shabbos, Adayte Denavshe Ka'ovit. The non-Jewish person is doing it for his own benefit. He wants to get paid as soon as possible. Obviously, you can't pay him on Shabbos, but he wants to return the garment to you. If he returns it to you on Shabbos in a certain sort of a way, as we'll see, then it is permissible. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Nuchavav, Ba'ofen Shaloh Ya'asu B'Ninisina. As long as it was permissible when you gave it to him. If you're talking about that you gave it to him in a way that's not permissible, of course it's no good. And you accomplished all the other things to make it mutter. You told him not, you didn't specify that you have to do it on Shabbos, and he took it out of your property before Shabbos started, and all the other conditions that we talked about, so then it would be permissible to get it back on Shabbos. Sivkot and Chavzayin. Even though he's doing the melacha on Shabbos, it's permissible. V'lo domi, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not comparable. L'mashe mavur b'simin reishayin vav sif alat b'agah. Different than what we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem and Hilchos Shabbos in reishayin vav, where the Ramah says over there, de'eino Yehudi shehid l'kaner b'shul Yisrael, if a non-Jewish person lights a candle or flame for a Jewish person, afilim ha'yayde ketzitza, even though you paid him beforehand for this work, also l'shtayim shlori, then you're not allowed to get benefit from it on Shabbos. The difference is here in our situation, even though you're going to enjoy putting on the shirt and get benefit from it on Shabbos, he's not doing anything over here specifically for you for Hanoah on Shabbos. He wants to finish as fast as he can because he wants to finish the job and get paid and start his next job. Different as opposed to Masha and Kane Hossam by the candle situation. Had Lokotso Bishabis Hoya Kidechi Shtamish Bo Yisrael Achshav. The guy is turning on the light for you on Shabbos because you want to use that light right now. And therefore, that's the difference with Lochain Osir in that situation as opposed to over here with the clothing, it's not Osir. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Ulfize Gambin Yonenu, Ima Yisrael Amalein Yehudi, Somul Hashecha, in our situation as well. The Jewish person told the non-Jewish person right before the chashecha, right before the day Friday is over, Ma'adua lo gamati milachti, why didn't you finish off my job? The Eshavlo, the non-Jewish person responds, as says also man chum Shabbos, I will do it for you on Shabbos. So then, ein hachanami, dafilu l'dasa mechaber, also l'lov shum Shabbos. Then everybody would agree, even the mechaber, the momekel opinion, would say that you can't wear that on Shabbos, kimo gabi ner. Now it has the same exact status as a ner. He's specifically doing it for you to get benefit for it on Shabbos. That's not allowed, and this is brought down in the name of the Prima Godim. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, hagah, v'yesh osim l'lov shum. As opposed to the Mechaber said it's permissible to wear it on Shabbos, the Ramah brings down, there are those that say that you can't wear it. Kol she'yadua she'en Yehudi gemara b'Shabbos. If you know that the guy finished it on Shabbos, so then the Ramah says you can't wear it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavches explains, Tamam, the reasoning of these Rishonim is, the also le'yisrael le'honos mihamalocha b'Shabbos b'chol gabni, because you can't get benefit from him doing the malocha for you from that he did it on Shabbos. Kivish mikol makom nasa malocha b'shvilo. Because a non-Jewish person did the malacha specifically for your benefit. And the remark continues and he says, what should you do in this situation? He brings down the name of the Arzurua. You should wait until Motzei Shabbos. It took him, let's say, an hour to do this. So you wait an hour after Motzei Shabbos, what's called Kidei Shiyase, and enough time that he could have done it then. So now you're allowed to go and wear it. And the remark paskins, v'hochi nog l'chachila. This is the way we should paskin over here. Unless you absolutely need it for Shabbos, and then there's room to be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes explains, the reasoning is, Kidei shlo yehane mim lecha Shabbos, so you shouldn't get benefit from work that was done on Shabbos. Ulfize, therefore, b'shnei yamim tov shel galios, tudei yontif, over here in Chutz La'aretz, im also ein yudi barishon, if the non-Jewish person did it on the first day of yontif, mutu b'tchilas yom sheni b'chdei shiyaseh, you can certainly use it on the second day of Yontif, Miman of Shach. Why is that? Yom Rishon Kodesh Hasheni Chol. If the first day was Yontif, so then technically the second day is really Chol. Yom Rishon Chol. And if the first day really was Chol, Bevadi Mutter, there's no problem at all. Doesn't make a difference if he's doing it for you or if he's doing it for somebody else. All of these situations. However, from the Sefer El Yeraba, he's Mekel, Hekel, Le'acherim, Rekotzas. That for other people, if you're going to be establishing the price beforehand, it would be permissible. That will conclude today's shir.